Now, I've got Graham with me, and you're from Northumbria Blood Bikes. Now, this is something that's been in the news recently, which is absolutely fantastic. So tell me a little bit about what you do.
So we are a group of volunteers who ride motorcycles, and essentially our role is to provide a free service to the NHS. So at 7 p.m. of a night time until 7 a.m. the next night, when the hospital courier service closed, we transport blood between hospitals in the northeast. We cover from Berwick down to Hexham, down as far as Darlington. So we cover all of the acute hospitals in that area. So if somebody is in need of blood for analysis or urgent blood to be transported, they ring us. We turn up with a motorcycle, a fully liveried motorcycle, and somebody will collect the blood, take it from one hospital to another hospital. And we also, since January, have given blood to the Great North Air Ambulance once a day to two bases. We've been doing that every day since January. We're active 365 days a year. We're all voluntary, and everything we do has to be paid for. So one of the reasons we're here today is to try and raise a little bit of cash to pay for our service, and also to recruit volunteers, because we need people to do this, because without volunteers we don't exist. It's the same as the money. Without money,
so,
we don't exist.
So I mean, that's a really great area, isn't it? It's great in distance, large in distance. So how many bikes do you have covering that area generally?
We have two bikes on duty at any one time. So one will cover the north of the town and one will cover the south of the town. We also have a dedicated bike stroke car which will cover the air ambulance, because the air ambulance, it's a dedicated run every night. It must happen. Whereas other work is, if the hospital needs us, they'll ring us to do it.
Yes.
We also have a few other bikes which are located at different places to make it easier for volunteers to get to them rather than having to ride for miles. We have a couple of other bikes which are in circulation, which do different things to cover maintenance and that kind of thing. So we also have a car. So during the winter months, when it gets below 3 degrees, we can't carry blood on the back of a bike because blood crystallizes below 3 degrees. So we have to use a car.
Yes.
I've
not thought about that.
Well, it's one of these things that unless you have to do it, then you don't think about it. So if it gets too cold or it's unsafe for riding on snow, for example, we're now able to cover every eventuality. So more than one blood box, more than two blood boxes, or it's too cold, we can do that in the car. So we have volunteers who drive cars as well as ride bikes.
And of course, being a blood donor myself, the speed at which it gets to where it needs to be is important.
It absolutely is, yeah. I mean, the hospitals and the blood service work closely together to make sure that they have sufficient stocks during the day to cover most eventualities. So it's only those emergencies where they haven't catered for what they need, for whatever reason, where they need our service. But like I say, we also do samples. So if somebody has gone to the GP with blood tests for meningitis, for example, and that has to be done urgently, we do things like that.
You transfer that sample back to where it needs to be analysed, etc.
Yeah, we do. So if somebody's been analysed in hospital, they need results pretty quickly to find out on pretty significant medical conditions. So we transport that as well, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great job that you do, Graham. And I'm ever appreciative of you talking to us. But this is a leaflet which is saying, we need your help to win £25,000. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for the month of May, we've submitted a bid to the Aviva Community Funds, which essentially will give us £25,000 subject to getting sufficient votes in the month of May to get into the final to be decided by judges. So what we're doing is publicising the fact that we need people to vote for us. People get 10 votes each, but hopefully people would give 10 votes to us.
Well, how do people vote?
So on the front page of our website, which is www.northumbriabloodbikes.org.uk.
That's all one word, Northumbria Blood Bikes.
And there's a big notice at the top of the front page to tell you how to vote. It's quite simple, but we want anybody, I mean, if you go into our Facebook page, we're mentioning it regularly on Facebook, and on Northumbria BB Twitter feed as well. So if you follow us on either of those, you'll have seen us mentioning these quite regularly. We just need people to vote for us to make sure that we can get this. What we plan to do with the cash if we get it is to buy two replacement bikes, because obviously you know yourself, you have a car, you have a bike, it doesn't last forever. We need to look into the future in terms of being able to replace what we have when it gets to an age or when it gets to a mileage.
Yes.
We need to replace it. So this is one of the ways we're looking to buy in two new bikes. One of those, we hope, would go to replace the current bike, which is doing the air ambulance support. Another one is a general population bike.
So people, and I mentioned this later on in the show as well, Graham, go on to the website, which is 3ws.northumbriabloodbikes.org, and you can always search, .org.uk, sorry, I forgot UK on the end, and vote in order to secure these funds, which is fantastic. And you're always looking for volunteers, so presumably if somebody's interested, they could go onto the website and get information there.
There's a section on the website for volunteers, so we generally look for volunteers in four or five areas. Those who are qualified to ride, you won't get on a motorcycle with blood bikes, a blood bike motorcycle without your advanced qualifications, so IEM or OSPA. Likewise for driving a car which is owned by the group. Everything we do is on our own bikes and cars. We also look for people to do things like this, stand on a Saturday morning in a shop, gathering people's interest, talking to people. It's a people thing, this, at the end of the day. But we also need people to take calls. We take our own calls from the hospital, and that needs people with a degree of technical literacy who can do work of an evening overnight in their own home in front of a computer taking calls. So if you have a look on the website, there's a section on volunteering. Each role has its own job description. Have a look and see what you fancy doing, whether you might be available as a voluntary person to do that, and that would be great if getting more people involved.